CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another episode of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. On this snowy day.
It is very snowy. Did you see a movie this week, Melanie?
Not one, but two.
Wow, two of them.
Two movies.
Oh, okay.
Only one of which I will go into any length about, because it's the only one that's, of the two that I saw, it's the only one that is, in fact, still playing.
Okay.
But before I do that, I'll talk about a little bit about the first one that I saw, which was towards the end of last week, and it was just on a whim because I saw that it was on its way out, and it's called Maria by Callas.
Okay.
And it's a documentary about the really well-known opera singer named Maria Callas, who was extremely popular during the 50s, 60s, and even into the 70s. Unfortunately, she passed away quite young, 53.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. Very interesting. She is, she was quite the character. And she had the most beautiful voice. I mean, I don't get too emotional usually about songs, especially in a movie theater. But my goodness, I mean, some of the emotions that she was able to draw on for her performances were just remarkable. So if you see it, you probably won't see it in theaters, but if you see it somewhere else and you happen to be a bit of an opera buff or can simply remember when Maria Callas was alive and well and performing and having a long-term affair with Aristotle Onassis, even when he was married to Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, then I would say, go and see it. It's a fine movie, a little snippet just about her. I think most people, certainly people I know that I was talking to about this movie said, she was Italian, wasn't she? And the answer is absolutely not. She was American.
Okay.
She was born in New York City of Greek heritage.
Okay.
And I think people always associate her with Italy because of her many performances at La Scala Opera House in Milan. And that didn't end well for her. There were some issues that arose having to do with her temperament. But we could see how that happened. Anyway, very enjoyable documentary. Partly French, partly English. It could have all been in English, but it wasn't. It was in part French, part English. But it was certainly French that was not difficult to understand.
Okay.
Anyway, so as I say, unfortunately, it's not at our local theater anymore. But what is at our local theater still, and I will go out on a limb right off the bat and say, yes, I do recommend it. Surprisingly to me, is a movie called Widows.
Widows, okay.
Widows. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's the second movie called Widows. The first one goes back 15 or so years, but I think maybe not many people heard of that one. This one is a movie directed by a very well-known current director named Steve McQueen. I must admit, when I hear the name Steve McQueen, I don't think of this guy. I think of the actor, Steve McQueen, from, again, dating myself here, quite a few years ago, but he was always one of my favorite actors. Anyway, long gone, but the new Steve McQueen is a young black man. He directed and he co-wrote the movie. And he co-wrote the movie with an author by the name of Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl, which I think many, many of our listeners have heard of. It's quite quite a popular book of the last few years. I think that her involvement as a kind of a thriller author had a lot to do with what made the movie good. Because I must admit, my first reaction when I saw this was, oh, no, it's another kind of mob hit movie based on a heist gone wrong. But I did, right off the bat, I could see that the cast was excellent. But it was only when I started to look at some more in-depth reviews that I could see that yes, this is a good movie. And as a friend who I ran into at the theater said, it was satisfyingly complex.
Okay.
So I said, I wish I'd said that. But I will borrow it from you. And it is, it's good. I can read you a little something from Rotten Tomatoes, from Academy Award-winning director Steve McQueen, who did 12 Years a Slave. I think many people, I actually didn't see that, but I think many, many people did. And best-selling author Gillian Flynn comes a blistering modern-day thriller set against the backdrop of crime, passion, and corruption. Widows is the story of four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husbands' criminal activities. And it's set in contemporary Chicago amid a time of turmoil. There's an election going on, which is actually a very important part of the movie, a local Chicago alderman's election. And the tensions build when Veronica, who is played by Oscar winner Viola Davis, who again people may recognize from her TV show How to Get Away with Murder. She's a wonderful actress. She does a lot of I found in this movie she was sort of channeling her How to Get Away with Murder character a little bit, but still good. Another of the four women involved is Elizabeth Debicki, who I never heard of. She is a tall blonde, and I mean tall. She's willowy and blonde. I don't think I've ever seen someone quite that tall. And she's also excellent. I don't know what she's been in before, but I think she will, as a result of this movie, be in, she'll be a hot property. Michelle Rodriguez, who is also excellent, and a young black woman who I have seen recently in another movie. Her name is Cynthia Erivo, and she was in Bad Times at the El Royale.
Okay.
First time I'd seen her, so within a period of a few weeks, I've now seen her in two movies, so that bodes well for her career. Anyway, the widows, as noted, are left with huge debt, like millions of dollars of debt that their husbands are responsible for. The husbands are now all dead, so they finally end up kind of banding together to pull the heist that they Viola Davis character, whose husband is played by Liam Neeson, he has left her basically the blueprints for how to do the heist. A bit mysteriously, anyway. So he left that to her, and so she realizes after a bit, I'm to do this. I'm going to have to take matters into my own hand and pull off this heist, and hopefully I can get these other women to help me because they too, their lives are in danger. There's some very, very nasty people in this movie, and many of them work for Colin Farrell, who plays a candidate for alderman, and his dad, who's equally unscrupulous, is the wonderful Robert Duvall. So, terrific cast, really quite engrossing story about this. It is it's more complex than what I've just described. It sounds like do the heist, and that'll be the end of it, but there really is there's a number of twists and turns that are quite unexpected. So absolutely recommended. I would say this is one that you should try and see if you can, and I do think it'll be at the theater for a while. Other movies that are currently playing locally at the Maison du Cinéma, downtown Sherbrooke. We have Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. And I think I mentioned last week that it wasn't real high on my list of must-see movies because I wasn't so enamored with the first one. But I said, you know what, I will have another look at that first one, which is now, of course, on Netflix, and see if you like it better, and then it'll maybe get you psyched up for the second one. So I did watch the first one again at home in the comfort of my living room. And I liked it a little better, but it didn't really inspire me to go and see the sequel. So the chances are pretty good that I am not going to see the sequel. And as it turns out, not so many other people are interested in seeing it either. The Fantastic Beasts film, again, according to Rotten Tomatoes, The Crimes of Grindelwald, is the critics kind of almost to a person don't like it.
Okay.
I think only one critic that I noticed said, oh, it's better than the first one. It's like, well, that sounds good, but anyway, 40% is not very good. That's
no.
On the tomato meter. It's really like Rotten Tomatoes. The audiences, however, like it better. 69% of them have given it a kind of a favorable review. So again, it's one of those films where you either have high score from critics and not many average folks enjoying mm-hmm. it, or the opposite, which is the audience loves it and the critics are lukewarm, to say the least. That's the what Crimes of Grindelwald seems to be shaping up. There is still a possibility that I will just go and see it anyway. But for now, it's not way up there on my list of movies that I would like to see. We have currently at the Maison du Cinéma, along with Fantastic Beasts, as I mentioned, and the one that I saw, Widows. Bohemian Rhapsody, yay, still there.
Okay.
A new version of The Grinch,
mm-hmm.
with, and here's, I just remember for the first time in 2 weeks, his first name. It's Benedict Cumberbatch playing
okay.
as the voice of The Grinch. And he, too, is one of my favorite actors, and I love his voice. So I think that this is a great one for the kids, and it might also be quite fun for parents and other adults as well. This is the last week for Free Solo, and I guess if you're getting this on Friday, you will have missed it. It's a documentary about a young man who is a wildly skilled rock climber. And I may finally get myself over there between now and the end of Thursday to see if I can catch it, just because it looks exciting and thrilling. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, and you wanted to see it too.
I wanted to see it, but it's gone. Thursday is the last day.
Okay.
So by the time you hear this, it's gone. Other English movies playing locally. Unfortunately, one movie which is an English movie but is not playing in English, it's only playing in French, don't ask me why, is called Instant Family. And from the previews that I've seen, it looks entertaining.
Hmm.
About a young couple who end up adopting three kids.
Okay.
And they're, at least one of them appears to be kind of a teenager, so they're not mm-hmm. little tiny kids. So that's... They're only in French. Keep your eyes on the website, though, because frequently when that happens, then sometime within the next 2 to 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Suddenly the English version appears as well. Not at the moment. Another movie, which is about zombies in World War II, called Overlord, is its last week, and it's still playing in English. We'll not get to see that one. The Girl in the Spider's Web is now only in French, and it's ending this week.
Okay.
Nutcracker and the Four Realms has moved into the only French category, but I imagine it'll be around for another week or two. It doesn't say that it's finishing up. Widows is definitely there in both languages. And another disappointment for me is that Wreck-It Ralph... The second of the Wreck-It Ralph movies, called Ralph Breaks the Internet, is there in French. So I will keep my eyes open to see if, in fact, that turns into somehow English in the next little while, because I think I would enjoy that. Obviously, it's a children's movie like The Grinch, but I guess I like children's movies, especially in this day and age when reality is so grim.
Mm-hmm.
So that might come in English, might not, but it's called Ralph Breaks the Internet, getting very good reviews. From all reviewers, actually. And the other things that are happening locally, in terms of these are the movies that are here now, but I always spend a little bit of time talking about upcoming movies. And there are a few good ones. We have Robin Hood, which is starting on the 23rd, which I believe is Friday, and that is being offered in both French and English. It has gotten almost universally poor reviews. It's a kind of a different take on Robin Hood, and the critics and viewers don't seem to be enjoying it very much.
Okay.
For whatever reason. Taron Egerton, I believe, who plays Robin Hood. He's a kind of an up-and-coming young actor, and he is actually quite good. But sometimes, you know, you have good actors and just bad movies,
mm-hmm.
and even the really good cast can't save a really bad movie. And this one has all the signs of being not something that you want to rush out and spend money on, unless you are really a Robin Hood fan.
Mm-hmm.
Another one beginning again on Friday is called Creed 2. I mentioned this last week. This is the second of the Apollo Creed films, in which Sylvester Stallone, in his Rocky persona, plays Apollo Creed, the boxer's trainer and friend and mentor and basically old family friend. Is it Apollo? Anyway, he was the older Creed's coach and for a while opponent. Anyway, so there's a lot of emotion mixed mm-hmm. in this with the Rocky character and the Creed. I think his name is actually Adonis Creed, and the dad was Apollo Creed. So Adonis Creed and Rocky in this movie. Clearly, it's a boxing movie. Mm-hmm. There's going to be much bloodshed. If you like the satisfying pop of noses breaking, then this could be your cup of tea. And again, I looked at some reviews, and even though it is clearly a formula film, reviewers are enjoying it. Reviewers are saying it rises above the fact that it is essentially such a formula film. The emotions seem genuine, and again, the performances are really good. The young man is played by, I believe his name is Michael B. Jordan, and he is very good. He's a very solid actor, and in this movie, he's especially solid because he has more muscle on him than any young actor I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
So again, if you like that, if you like boxing movies, if you're a big Sylvester Stallone fan, if you saw the first Creed movie and enjoyed it, then this is definitely in the cards for you. I don't think I'm going to see it, but never say never. So that's what's coming. That's what's there. I would say more good movies, especially as we get closer to the holiday season, are coming up. There will be one, not next week, but soon, called Boy Erased. Although it says only French, I'm hoping it'll come in English. Mm-hmm. There's another one called Beautiful Boy, which is in English. These are kind of good, solid movies with a good solid story mm-hmm. to it. And there is yet another Spider-Man movie coming. Mary, Queen of Scots, coming. These are all coming later on in December. And my personal favorite movie is coming around the mid to late December, and it is Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mary Poppins makes a comeback. Yes, and of course, Mary Poppins is played by someone other than the person who's been playing her, who played her in the original Mary Poppins. And in this case, it is, I'll have to look it up. And in that same week, we have a big budget Aquaman, which has a wonderful poster, if nothing else, a Steve Carell film. So, make a long story short, there are movies, there are some good movies that are in the works and soon will hit our local theater, in some cases very soon. Oh, sorry, the name of the Mary Poppins actress is Emily Blunt, and it was previously Julie Andrews.
Oh, right.
Julie Andrews is now a little long in the tooth to be playing Mary Poppins. So this is the new Mary Poppins, and I have a feeling it will be very entertaining, at least for me. So that's it. Can I put in a plug?
Sure.
Before we end for the day? On Thursday and Friday, November 29th and 30th at Centennial Theater is the Bishop's University Singers Christmas concert.
Oh, nice.
Two performances. It is all Christmas music. And I mean all Christmas music. It will be wonderful.
Good.
There's some classical stuff. There's some Christmas classics. And Andrew McDonald, who is Bishop's University music teacher and very well-known and highly regarded composer, composed a piece for us.
Oh, really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And it's a really long and difficult piece. So just to let you know that you should come and see the show, if only to hear us do this long and difficult piece. So 29th and 30th, Thursday and Friday, if you call the box office, you can reserve your ticket. You can't just make it, you have to reserve and pay at the same time.
Okay.
And if you don't want to deal with the extra $2 per ticket that they add on when you do this over the phone, then go to the box office any weekday afternoon between 12 and 4. You can purchase your ticket and, of course, choose your seat. It is reserved seating. It's not first come, first serve.
Okay.
So it's a good idea to go there in person and choose your seat and buy your ticket.
Good. Sounds great. Certainly something to get people in the mood for the holidays.
Absolutely. Yes. Let's hope for good weather both of those nights so that people don't feel that they can't get to the theater.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Melanie.
You're very welcome.